Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
So glad that you guys are with us, and we are going to conclude our talk on Does God Make All Decisions in Advance?
We had at a conference a really amazing church leader who boldly proclaimed that Calvinism and predestination is of the devil. Do you remember that?
I think that will be concreted in my mind probably for the rest of my life.
I listened carefully, and of course, there was a reason to it.
He was condemning something that needed to be condemned.
Yeah,
but he condemned all of it.
Condemned the doctrine rather than the human reaction to the doctrine.
Yes,
the human reaction to the doctrine is we don't care about lost people anymore.
Yeah,
and instead he condemned the doctrine rather than fallen human nature's response to it.
Yeah,
and so we've been in Romans chapter 8. 28, 29, and 30. Today's on 30. For those whom God predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. Now, this presents the problem we have in America. For us, everything is linear. Mm-hmm. Our schools teach us to think linear. Math teaches us to think linear. Even our English is in linear thought. Mm-hmm. Everything, even our sermons are point one, two, three. Everything is linear. But the Bible is just not linear. So it really creates this challenge for us,
yeah,
because the Bible is not written from a linear culture. It is a different culture. And so it has no problem. It's more like quantum mechanics or quantum physics.
Yeah.
It's just going to pull from here, there, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to sort out the Bible with American linear thinking, you're going to fall quite short. So in the Bible's mind, both predestination and free will get along just fine. But in American thought, that doesn't fit in our linear process. And so therein is the tension. Now, let's look at this, because this is one of the few places that you do kind of find a little bit of linear. He says, those who he predestined, he called, he justified. Those who he justified, glorified. But here's how God could reverse that situation. Let's look at the word glorified. God can simply say, I'm going to blow up your process by, let's get this person healed before they get saved.
Yep.
And we're like, wait, don't they need to get saved before they get healed? And God says, nope, I'll throw my glory on them first. And once you learn that, you're more free. You're like,
that's true.
They can get healed before they get saved.
That's true.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then justified. Let's look at that word justified. Well, God blows that up by saying, I can do amazing things in their life before their life gets cleaned up. I can perform signs and wonders and miracles through that person while they are still a mess on the inside.
Yep.
And our American thought process is, well, we need to get fully cleaned up and made whole before we go and do all that. And the Lord says, nah, that's not my order at all.
Yeah.
Let's do amazing things through you while you're working through all that crud.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
And this explains why God uses new people.
Yeah.
He has no issue.
Yeah.
He doesn't need you perfectly whole nor all cleaned up to use you. No, he can perform signs and wonders and miracles. You get a bunch of people saved, have you lead, whatever, while you're getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
Because you've been justified.
Yeah.
See? And then called, the word called explains why, a person can get saved at the age of 50 and be very effective. And you don't have to get saved at the age of 10, because God called them, and that manifested later on in life.
Yeah.
And the Lord Jesus taught very clearly that guy can get amazing results after years of failure.
Yeah.
See, God is messing with us. And so really the whole thought process is, I want you to learn to see things from man's view, which is free will, and from God's view, which is predestination, both. And if you'll learn to see things, I will manifest my, I'll manifest my spirit through you for an end game. That I'm bringing many sons to glory to be like Jesus through this. That's really the process here. Let me just, we got just another minute or two. In your own life, as you've wrestled with both free will and predestination, how has it helped you to look at both?
Well, from both,
To not just go into one camp or the other. I mean,
To do both. I mean, you've mentioned it. There's the overarching thing where the blueprint or the predestination, well, that helps me sleep at night because I know that God is in control. But the warfare, that mindset tells me, hey, if something's not going the way that I think it should, I have authority in Christ to battle against that thing.
I can
wage war in that area. But if I partner those together, what it does is it opens me up to see not just that specific things are what I'm supposed to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I have this exact path that I am supposed to do, and I must make sure it's... And so I was raised Southern Baptist, and it was always the, am I in the will of God? That's your fear. So in some denominations, and we had some of this a little bit, there's the fear of the rapture.
Right.
But for the most Southern Baptist teenagers and kids and young adults, it's, I just want to be in the center of the will of God. But I don't feel like I'm living the will of God in my life. So you have that battle going on inside you. Well, what this does is if you can gain both perspectives, it's like, well, I don't know that I can ever fully gain God's perspective on anything. So what I need to do is I need to trust that He's in charge. He is in control of the warfare that I'm supposed to do right now. And let it push me forward instead of being paralyzed in thinking that I, Jared Pollard, am so powerful that I can royally screw up the will of God. that's the perspective. That's the unhealthy fruit of that is, it's I have enough power in me to just totally mess up the will of God. And the reality is no, I don't. Does my decision matter? Yes, it does. But I do not have the power to mess up the will of God.
In that sense, predestination or sovereignty is going to bring you comfort.
Yes.
But not take away the responsibility for you to increase your skill and to increase your faith for more results.
That's it.
So it's going to bring me comfort in the process, but not remove the pressure of me saying, God, I want more. I want more people saved. Yes. I want more people healed.
Yes.
I want more people delivered, and I want more people discipled.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. We hope that the discussion helps you, because in the Bible, you're going to see clear lines of thinking about predestination.
Yeah.
That even take it beyond where I'm comfortable teaching. Some things what the Lord says about Pharaoh and all that.
Yeah.
But also it's going to talk about how God's desires with man's will.
Yeah.
And I just look at both and say I'm comfortable in both camps.
Yeah. Can I make a statement at the end of this that I think that God has predestined it that we always have the opportunity to repent.
Yeah.
That's really where I think this whole argument
while goes. You're breathing still. If you're still breathing.
So I think about, and we'll end this, we're kind of, we've got another meeting that's pressing on us, but I'll end it this way. Think about Judas. The apostle.
To the last meal.
Now, some would say he wasn't really an apostle. He was a disciple. So let's stick with the disciple thought, okay?
Yeah.
So God, scripture kind of bears up in the...
That there was going to be a guy.
Then the fulfillment of prophecy that there was going to be a guy. There was going
to be a guy.
But you
didn't have to be that guy.
You didn't have to be that guy. But not only that, you have... This is one of the best evangelistic examples that I can think of in Scripture. You've got two guys.
Yeah.
Both of them betrayed Jesus.
Yeah.
One of them is named Peter, and one of them is named Judas.
Yeah.
which guy are you going to be? Are you going to be Peter or are you going to be Judas? Think about that. That's really what I think you can kind of boil all of this down to.
Yeah.
If you look at those logically, what did you have? You had two situations. I think Jesus would have appeared to Judas.
I'm convinced of it.
And I don't think that Judas had to go kill himself. And, you know, you just have to look at it from that perspective. He didn't have to do that. It's, I think, of Saul in mm-hmm. Scripture. The anointing was removed.
Yeah.
Okay? Not much that he could have done about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not have to end his life the way that he did.
Nope.
He didn't have to. He could have repented. So
yeah.
I think it kind of all boils down to there is power in the choice that we make.
Yes.
But ultimately, God is in charge.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.